drink in hand, from under the grand piano where I had hidden, to be locked in my room in disgrace. Above all, I was suffering inner pain because my performance and my accomplishments in life failed to live up to my own expectations of myself. I had to anesthetize that pain with alcohol. Of course, the more I drank, the more unrealistic my expectations became, and the poorer my performance, and the gap widened. So the need to drink grew still greater. At age 40, I developed a large lump in my pot belly, and I feared it was a tumor. The doctor pronounced it a badly enlarged liver and said I had to quit drinking. I did. I went on the wagon with no outside help and with no real difficulty, except that I didn't enjoy life without drinking. I had to cope with the demands of everyday living without my comforter, my anesthetic, my crutch. And I didn't like it. So when my liver had recovered, after 10 months, I resumed drinking. At first, just one drink, on occasion. Then drinks came more frequently, but were carefully spaced out. Soon my drinking was as bad as ever, all day long, every day. But I was trying frantically to control it, and it had gone underground now because everyone knew I shouldn't be drinking. Instead of drinking in fancy bars and clubs, I had to carry a bottle of vodka in my briefcase, duck into public toilets and gulp from the bottle, trembling in order to keep from falling apart. Over the next 2 years, I sickened rapidly. The enlargement of my liver degenerated into cirrhosis. I vomited every morning. I could not face food. I suffered frequent blackouts. I had severe nosebleeds. Bruises appeared mysteriously over my body,